Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday's trip to Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Because you didn't play a preseason, now you complete the first, week one. How do you feel as of now, looking towards Cincinnati?
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty good. Just the three mishaps during the game. That's what I felt I was rusty at, but other than that, I was doing pretty good.
Lamar, it's been a couple of years since you've been able to go and play in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
How tough was it watching your players play without you, and how excited are you about being there for them in this game as well?
Very tough. One, I was injured. Two, I wasn't able to travel with my guys and support them, and just being out of the game, that's not something I want to do ever again. But just going back to Cincinnati, great atmosphere, great crowd. I got some of the Louisville guys in the area and stuff like that. So it's great support from, the Raven fan base in Louisville. So it's great to be there.
Mark, can you recreate what it was like in your house last year when you're watching that last game? Your guys are on the goal line, and then all of a sudden you see Sam Hubbard going the other way.
I'd rather not. Because we lost that game. But, I was watching the game. We was doing pretty good. And I feel like it was my fault a little bit because I had to go use the restroom, get up. And by the time I'm walking to the bathroom, I'm hearing cheers. I'm like, what happened? What happened? I look, and 94 running the other way. So I almost hit my screen. But, it is what it is.
Lamar, obviously you guys are shifting the offense this year, but Patrick Carr still has a role here and played almost half the snaps on Sunday. What do you think he represents for this offense, and how do you feel when he kind of lines up behind you on the field?
Pancake Pat, man, that name just fits him. He the guy laying people out doing pancakes and stuff like that, catching the ball sometimes out the backfield, running routes sometimes. Pat missed to do it all, and he helps our offense out a lot.
Lamar, do you feel like almost like you haven't been able to give the team, not just you, but the team hasn't been able to give the Bengals your best shot these last couple of years down the stretch because of the various injury situations and all that?
Yeah, I believe so. But that just happens in football. It just happened to happen every time we play them. We have a lot of injuries. Our key guys go down versus them. But there's no excuses. We all got guys in the NFL. Who's getting paid to bust their behind. So it is what it is.
Lamar, how tough is it going to be for this weekend? When you don't have JK.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie isn't practicing. Linderbaum's not practicing. How tough is it when you don't have those key players?
Oh, it's tough, just because they're key players. But, we got guys who are going to step up, and lead us, out down that field and do what they're supposed to do.
You talk about JK. Obviously, that's a tough look. What do Justice and Gus bring that's maybe different than what JK presents as a challenge?
All three of those guys is different, period. But those guys also is explosive as well. Just like JK, and they're going to go out there and do what they're supposed to do to help us win games.
Hey, Lamar, when it comes to the center in particular, that's a pretty important exchange from him to you.
Absolutely.
How is that? Is it going to take some time to get used to that with someone who's not tired?
We're starting practice, just practicing, getting extra reps, getting extra snaps. Just because he's not Tyler. Tyler's usually the guy who gets all the him always exchange the snaps together. But, we're going to work. We're going to find a way to make it happen. That's a job to do it.
Lamar, not many times, since you've been with the Ravens, have you guys been kind of considered underdogs? Most of the time when you're playing, you're considered favorites. Because of the injuries, you're not favorites. Do you kind of relish the times when you are kind of considered underdog?
I love being an underdog. I really don't care to be hyped up or, people just saying, displaying like we on top of the league or anything like that. I'd rather be the underdogs because we always got something to prove and we always got a chip on our shoulder to go out there and win a game.
Lamar, is there a sense of they have what you guys want with the division titles and kind of they're the hunted team at this point in terms of your guys' eyes?
To be honest, we just got to go and focus in on the game at a time. Don't really care about, where we're ranked right now. We're just trying to go in there and win. It's a division opponent.
Lamar, last week, John said on Monday that there were number of options that you had to run the ball. I think there was only maybe the one where kind of designed run from what we saw a lot of scrambles. Just curious what you look for when you've got that option and put this into your thought process in terms of, you know, yeah, I'm going to take the option to run it.
Just making a great decision not to play. You know, if the defense gives me the ability to, you know, run, give me the look to run, I'll run it. You know, but other than that, I'm just trying to put my team in the best position I could.
Did you see that your buddy that you gave your jersey to talked about that you didn't run as much? Did you see that comment?
I think I seen that yesterday, but I mean, they didn't give me the chance to run, so it was cool. You know, we got the dub. I really don't care about running. So. We won.
All good? All right.